Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The DH, Phil Plantier. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsilac takes first base on ball four. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zupczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Zupczyk moves to second. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tackett hits a pop-up into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orsulac hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Plantea is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantea is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupcik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive beyond first. Vaughn can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tackett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and tags Gomez, for the out. McLemore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to third. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive beyond first. Milligan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin bunts for a single. Peña moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Peña scores. Valentin scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orsilac hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Orsilac reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Milligan moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Darryl Irvine now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milligan scores. Orsilac moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Orsilac scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zupcik, who is chasing the ball. McLemore reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Zupcik reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pena takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Pena moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Pena scores. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a line drive for a single. Boggs scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-3 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Pat Clements now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clements fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zupczyk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsilak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hesketh fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McLemore hits a line drive beyond first. Vaughn can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Milligan scores. It's 7-4. Red Sox. Greg Harris now pitching. Sam Horn pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn takes first base on ball 4. McLemore moves to second. Tommy Shields pinch runs for Sam Horn. Tony Foss is now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Parent now catching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Anderson throws the ball into McLemore, who tags Reed, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pena hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Davis reaches second base with a double. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.